6:51 is the time. It's K-Fog in the morning with Renee and No Name and Irish Greg.
Tony Bravo here. He's our tech correspondent, talks about social media etiquette, writes the connectivity column for the SF Gate and the Chronicle, and you're here to talk about ghosting.
Well, in one of my recent columns, I discussed this very issue. Ghosting is when you leave a relationship like a phantom specter. You just vanish. No phone calls, no returning phone calls, no social media, gone.
Are we talking intimate relationships or are we talking friendships?
Well, it can happen in both ways. It can happen in an intimate relationship. It can happen with someone you've been dating for a long time. Friends can do this. Family members can.
Now, this was in the news recently because Charlize Theron just did it to Sean Penn.
Right. Exactly.
How do you do that? How does a big power Hollywood couple, like, how does she just suddenly block him out of, I mean, we won't even get into the speculation of why she did it, but.
No, first of all, we don't know. We weren't there.
Right.
People at all levels of life can do this. Like, very rich people do this. Very poor people do this. People that live in the same city do this to one another, and they think because they block somebody on Facebook and don't return emails that it's like they've vanished entirely. It's a faulty practice, if you ask me, though. Eventually, you're going to have to deal with what happened to end the relationship.
Especially if the paparazzi's on you at all times. Somebody's going to snap a photo of her and be like, Sean, there she is. But
I think he knows she's not like dead or something. She's just vanished from his life.
Wow.
It's really passive aggressive. It's not even passive. It's just it's a really nasty way to deal with stuff.
Ghosting, I should remind you, should not be confused with just cutting somebody out of your life that's an abuser. That, of course, we always think is good.
Right. And so a couple of things on this. Now, is it possible she just got too busy? Again, we weren't there. We don't know. But I have friends that I've just kind of moved on from. More out of we run with different circles, life changes, you move to Marin, life is different. And
well,
I just
life
don't
is like that with friends, but if you do that with somebody that you're dating, how do you just, you know, sort of move on from a dude you've been seeing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, like I know we were living together, but I got busy and you know how work is.
What is so difficult about saying I don't want to date you anymore?
Breakups are never easy, but let me tell you, having to confront someone months later after you've ghosted them is far worse than any possible breakup could be.
Okay, so I guess the lesson for everybody is don't ghost.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
And it will be interesting. We all do want to know actually what happened with Charlize Theron and Sean Penn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on that. Charlize, if you need a gay best friend,
I bet
got my number. Call K-Fog.
All right.
That's Tony Bravo. He writes the connectivity column for SF Gate and the Chronicle. And please, people, don't ghost. Just break up face-to-face.